Hello, my name is Robbie. Can you tell me your full name, please?
My name is Teresita Agustin.
Okay. And can you tell me where you're from?
I'm from Philippines.
Okay. And can I see your identification, please?
Here.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask some questions about yourself. So, to begin with, can you describe the town where you live?
Yeah. I'm from Baguio City. It's in Luzon Island. It's very busy. It's the summer capital of Philippines.
Uh-huh. Okay. Could you describe the countryside outside your town?
Yeah. The countryside is very quiet compared to the city, and it's not as colorful as the city where I came from, because Baguio has got lots of flowers,
mm-hmm.
and green, you see all these pine trees everywhere.
All right, okay. What's the weather like in your town?
It's very cold. It's a nice climate. It's just lovely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, I'd like to ask some questions about driving. What do you think is the best age for people to learn to drive?
I think they should be able to drive at the age of 20.
Okay.
Because here in England, they start to drive at 17.
Yep.
But I think they're not mature enough to be on the road, because 17, you know, they can be hazard to people, pedestrians and other drivers.
Okay. What advice would you give someone who's about to drive for 5 hours?
I would advise somebody to have a good rest, good sleep, and check the car before they'll head off, and maybe water. Take water with them, and do the necessary check on the brake and everything.
Okay. How can we reduce the amount of traffic on our roads?
We can reduce the amount of traffic on the road by using the bus,
or
do the carpool system.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Do you think it should be law to wear a seatbelt in the front and back seat of cars?
Yes, it should be a law, because, you know, that's the only way that you can protect yourself and your passengers.
Okay. Right, I'd like to ask some questions now about the telephone. First of all, how often do you use the telephone?
Every day, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Say 5 minutes. Average.
Okay. Do you ever turn your phone off?
Yes, I do, when I want to have a good sleep at night.
Uh-huh.
Or when I don't want to be disturbed.
Okay. Do you think the mobile phone is a good thing or a bad thing?
I would say the mobile phone is a very good invention, because now with mobile phone, you can keep in touch with people wherever you are. And in case of emergency, you can get an access. And it brings people closer.
Okay. If you were having dinner with someone, would you keep your phone on or off?
It depends on the situation. If I'm waiting for an important phone call, then I leave it on. But put it on the quiet mode.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm not waiting for any phone call, I'll turn it off, I would say.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to give you a topic, and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say, and you can make some notes if you wish. Do you understand?
Yep.
Okay, now here's some paper and a pen, and take a minute to think about it, okay?
Right.
Okay, you ready? Okay, that's fine. Now, you've only got 1 or 2 minutes, so don't worry if I stop you in the middle.
Right.
And can you start talking, please?
I would like to talk about the book that I've read when I was in high school. It's called The Call of the Wild by Jack London.
Uh-huh.
It's about a dog that was stolen by thieves, and it was sold to somebody in Alaska. And the dog has to work to put in a place where, you know, he has to pull the sleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, the master had an accident by the river. So the dog was left on his own. And there were some incidents that, you know, the dog would hear the wolves howling. And the part that really grabbed me was the reason why it was called The Call of the Wild was, mm-hmm. you know, when the wolves were howling, it's like, you know, this dog who was domesticated was like, you know, wondering, you know, what's that about? And in the end, you know, he joined the pack of wolves, and now he is considered one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I've read this book because when I was in high school, we were told to go to the library to go and get a book, to read it and then tell it to the class the following day. And when I got there, this was the only book that was left in the shelf. So I thought, oh my God, it might not be interesting. But so anyway, I read it, but it was really good.
Okay.
And to think about it, that, you know, it's in English, which is not even my first or second language. It's my third language. And even now, I still remember it really, really well.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much. Do you think I would enjoy reading this book?
I think you will.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, I'd like to move on now to ask some questions generally related to this topic.
Right.
And first of all, I'd like to talk about books.
Right.
So first of all, how can we encourage young people to read more books?
I think we can encourage them to read more books by starting to read to them at early age, young age. And then, of course, you have to give them an access to the library or get more books for them to read.
Okay. Do you think there is a future for books and libraries with the rise in popularity of the internet?
There is a future for books. It's because not everyone can afford to have an access to the internet.
Yeah.
And I think it's practical that, you know, sometimes, you know, you're in the office and, oh, I'll just nip down to the library to see this thing instead of, you know,
mm-hmm.
saying that, you know, oh, I don't have my laptop, or, you know, I need to go home and get, the, you know, get an access on the internet.
Okay. What kind of skills does a person need to write a book?
I think the person need to be a good reader. And he's got to have a good word power.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you like to write a book?
I think I would like to write a book in my own language.
Yeah?
Not in English.
Why is that?
It's because it's just, you know, natural. You know, it will just come natural, you know, you don't have to translate.
Okay, good. Right, I'd like to move on to talk a bit about information technology and computers.
Right.
How has the computer affected society in your country?
The computer has generated employment for people in our society in Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with this computer, you know, it's like we advance a lot on this technology.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a nurse, and we use computers in the hospital. And I think it helped us a lot because, you know, with the filing system and the diagnosis and everything, it's like, you know, it saves so much time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think computer skills should be taught in schools?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, why?
Because young children are able to absorb and learn things quickly. You know, their brain's just like a sponge that, you know,
mm-hmm.
they can just grab it quickly.
Okay. How do you think computer technology and IT will develop in the future?
I think computers in the future will be smaller, mm-hmm. lighter, and more compact.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the connection will be faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can get an access anywhere with all these cafes, you know, that, you know, and telephones. And also for, like, in the hospitals, mm-hmm. doctors can do surgery now mm-hmm. by using the computer.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they can do diagnosis even if they're far away.
Okay.
And airplanes as well might be flown by computers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, instead of by people. Yeah, that would be good. Could you comment on the idea that the introduction of computers has enormously increased unemployment?
I think it didn't really increase unemployment, but it just made some changes.
Mm-hmm.
People who had to work before, like in an office filing or, you know, this admin.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've been replaced by computers, but then, you know, they have, I think they have just to change job, you know, train for computer technology, and that way, you know, there'll be the people who will maintain the computers and who will operate the computers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, thanks very much. That's the end of the test.
You're welcome.